Well, my best friend called me to tell me the news. She lives around the corner. And it just felt unreal even to see it on the news and to see it in person. It's real. And I just felt like I had to come and see it. And she's like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I know there's nothing that I can do here that I can't do at home. I'm definitely been praying. But, you know, it's like I spend more time here than I spend at my own home. So it is like my house, my home is on fire. So I felt like I wanted to be here and possibly meet up with some other parishioners and pray with my church family. Well, just keep praying and looking for guidance, and definitely whatever needs to be done.
Tell me what this church means to the community
here. Well, the church has been here forever, it seems, and the schools, the two schools, NACA 1 and NACA 2, were born out of the church, the charter schools, and you know, everybody, I teach at the school also, and a lot of my students say, oh, the NACA church, and they relate it to the schools. And so even in the community, a lot of the programs, I work with the youth here at the church, and so we try to do a lot of outreach to other children in the neighborhood. We've done tutoring programs, and it's definitely connected. It's home. To a lot of people. A lot of people come back and they see Northwood and it's home.
Gosh. I mean, what do you think about all this? I mean, this is so crazy.
It is. It is. And like I said, it's unreal. It's real, but God is real. So, you know, God's still God despite situations. God is going to pull us through, and God is still God.
Yeah.